Chapter 37. Jesus Dispels a Widow's Grief. Shortly after healing the army officer's servant, Jesus leaves for Nain, a city over 20 miles to the southwest of Capernaum. His disciples and a great crowd accompany him. It is probably toward evening when they approach the outskirts of Nain. Here they meet a funeral procession. The dead body of a young man is being carried out of the city for burial. The mother's situation is especially tragic, since she is a widow and this is her only child. When her husband died, she could take comfort in the fact that she had her son. Her hopes, desires, and ambitions became wrapped up in his future. But now there is no one in whom to find consolation. Her grief is great as the townspeople accompany her to the place of burial. When Jesus catches sight of the woman, his heart is touched by her extreme sadness. So with tenderness, and yet with a firmness that imparts confidence, he says to her, "Stop weeping." His manner and action arrest the crowd's attention. So when he approaches and touches the bier on which the body is being carried, the bearer stands still. All must wonder what he is going to do. It is true that those accompanying Jesus have seen him miraculously heal many persons of diseases, but apparently they have never seen him raise anyone from the dead. Can he do such a thing? Addressing the body, Jesus commands, "Young man, I say to you, get up." And the man sits up. He starts to speak, and Jesus gives him to his mother. When the people see that the young man truly is alive, they begin to say, "A great prophet has been raised up among us." Others say, "God has turned his attention to his people." Quickly, the news concerning this amazing deed spreads out into all Judea and all the surrounding country. John the Baptizer is still in prison, and he wants to learn more about the works that Jesus is able to perform. John's disciples tell him about these miracles. What is his response?